We're studying the Maharal with reference to that famous pasuk in Parshas Bishalach. Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdo, oz yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael es hashira hazov. So the Torah tells us about the Jewish people achieving emunah b'Hashem and emunah in Moshe, and then singing shira. Emunah is very important, but it's key to redemption. Emunah is always important, of course. I mean, that's one of the ikrim, is emunah b'Hashem. The Maharal explains why it is that emunah, Chazal tell us, is an integral ingredient that leads to redemption, to geula. Why one who is a baal maimon, a person with emunah, should be and will be free. And he, the Maharal, says that it is intrinsically so, because the person with emunah is free. And therefore, the person should be free. And he'll explain. We're going to pick it up in the middle of the piece here in Perek Tes. It's actually towards the end of Perek Tes of Gvuras Hashem. In these editions of the Gvuras Hashem, page Nun Vav, the second column. Four lines from the top. Ukvar he'erachnu b'inyin ha'emuno ki ha'ma'amin ra'uy shelo yishtabed. It's fit and correct that a person with emuna is not subservient to anyone else. Is free. Why? Ki acha she'hameshubad hu talui b'zulasai. When someone is under someone else's hegemony, when someone is subservient, when someone is subject to the powers of some other force or being, who talui bizuloso, that means he is dependent in someone else. V'davar zeh shayach l'chalusha hametzius. Dependence, by definition, is associated with one who has a weakness of their own constitution. Chalushe hametzius is an interesting expression. Metzius means being. Chalushe hametzius means a weakness in one's own being, a weakness or flaw in one's own constitution, in one's own status. Because if you have independence, then you have strength. You have standing. Independent standing. Independent standing means that you have your own definition, you have your own place, you have your own being. To whatever extent, however, you are dependent, you are lacking your own being. Now, we don't necessarily here mean that you have greatness in size, or that you have perfection of quality, or that you have the ability to accomplish everything you would like to accomplish, but if you're not dependent, then that independence means that you have your own value, your own intrinsic standing. And that's very important. Aval hamamin asher hu yisoid kayam be'emunasoi. Very interesting expression. He says that a person with emunah has basis, has yesoid, meaning has his own basis and foundation upon which he or she can build. Kayim be'emunasai. They have standing based on their faith because they're not dependent upon and not subservient to someone else or something else. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, someone who is kayim be'emunasai, eich yiyeh nitle b'zulasai. How can such a person find himself or herself dependent on someone else? V'roi, it's fit, shehu yiyeh yisoid kayim oimed ba'atzmai. It's only fitting that he is on his own. Now that doesn't mean alone. We don't say here that the person is alone. No, but independent. So, a person who is a ma'amin is not dependent upon others. And a person who is a mamon, therefore has standing, because he's on his own two feet. What's holding him up is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing else. He doesn't know, feel, need, perceive support from any other standing or from any other force but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he stands. Ulufichach Amru Zechrenum Levracha in Medrash Rabbah Perik Chavbez in Medrash Rabbah Shmois Lo Nigalu Avisenu Mimitzrayim Elo B'schus HaAmuna. Jewish people were redeemed from Mitzrayim in merit of their faith. Shenemar, Vaya'amein ha'om vayishmu'u ki fakad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael. They had emuna, and then now they were ready for geula, they were ready for the redemption. That's in, not just that part of the story is Moshe came and said to them that the time has come and they believed. No, it's because they believed that the next steps of geula could unfold. As we've explained, emuna attests to the strength of the one who has faith. The stronger the person's faith, the stronger the person. The stronger the faith of the person, the stronger the person's resolve, the more the person's going to be able to stand up to every challenge that comes his or her way. Shemizeh hatzad yavo he'amuna. Amuna comes from the strength of the person, but it's also the case that the more the person has amuna, the stronger the person is going to be. Ulefichach yesh bei hageula. That's why a person of such strong faith is going to be redeemed, because he is unnatural in any other state. Shalo yishtabed lezulosai. He will not be subservient to another. But without emuna, now you're meshubed. If a person doesn't believe in that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is going to make the difference in his life, then the person is meshubed. Meshubed to the boss, meshubed to the neighbor, meshubed to other people who you think I need, who you think I depend upon them, who I have to obsequiously bow to, beg from them whatever I think I need. If you think you have to go to them, that means you're dependent upon them. If you're dependent upon them, you are not free. Void kasha tovin inyan hamuna ala mitasa. When you understand the truth of emuna, he says, az teida ki ro'uy misha choyte be'emuna sheyishtabed. Then it's fit that someone who sins with lack of emuna, that is tit for tat, mida keneged mida. It's fitting that such a person ends up dependent and subservient to others, in shibud, enslaved. Whereas if somebody merits and gains emuna, such a person deserves freedom. Now he explains why. He explains what is the workings behind emuna, the difference between knowledge and faith. Somebody who knows something because he is masig it, meaning he understands it, he attains a grasp of it, a knowledge of it. That's the knowledge of this person. This person gained that knowledge, this person worked to its credit to understand and know and obtain the understanding that he now internalizes. Very good. Umisha hu ma'amin bo yisbarach ze shehu mitzad Hashem yisbarach Hashem ma'amin bo. That's because of Hashem. You believe because of Hashem. You know because you have worked to understand. You have sought out and gained knowledge and grasp of something. But if you are believing it, it's because of it. It's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is believed, it's because you have come to believe in Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. The power and magnificence of Hashem causes you to believe. versus knowledge, which is because you have studied, you have sought out the knowledge, you have gained that knowledge, it's a credit to the person. And it's because of the person's efforts. But it does not necessarily immediately reflect on the subject of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The subject of knowledge is that which is gained by the person. The subject of Emunah is a tribute to Hashem, in whom the Emunah is stocked. If you stock yourself with Emunah, it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in whom you believe. If you know, it's because of your efforts to understand. Person sits and reads a book. Person studies then and rereads and studies, examines, and then inquires further. He's a maven davar mitaych davar, logically taking things to yet farther and deeper understanding. Wonderful. What does that attribute to? It's a tribute to the person's intellect and the person's use, good use, of his ability to understand and gain knowledge. But faith and belief is a testament to that in which you believe. So the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what causes a person to have emunah in Hashem, to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's mitzad Hashem Yisbarach Asher Ma'amin Bo. It's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whom you have faith, rather than because of the knowledge that you worked, that you made efforts to gain. Therefore, because it's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have emunah, so you are drawn, entirely drawn to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Maharal says that it's the emunah causes a person to gain dveikus b'Hashem. Dveikus b'Hashem is the result of the person's fast faith. When you have fast faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you're mizdabik b'Hashem, and you cling to him. As he says here, "Hu nimshach elav legamri u'mepnei kach bevadei gadol madrigasa." That's a greater madriga. So you can have knowledge, and then you can have faith and emunah. The madriga of knowledge is gained because of the person. The madrigas of emunah are gained because of Hashem, in whom we have emunah. V'zehu she'amru. He says this is the basis for what Chazal say in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Yud Testament Beis. Gadol ha'ayna amen yoseh min ha'mavarech. Greater is the one who answers to a bracha than the mavarech. Think about it. One second. The person who causes the Kiddush Hashem and the bracha is the one who's making the bracha. The person who merely answers and responds, he's only secondary to the initial mavarech. No. Not so. Why do Chazal say that the ayna, the one who answers and responds, is greater than the one who says the bracha himself? He's saying a bracha based upon his knowledge, his understanding, either what the person is doing or what the person is experiencing. So if a person makes a bracha on something that the person is eating, the person is firsthand saying, this is food for which I know I must be appreciative, and which I know comes from Hashem, so I correctly thank Hashem for that. The other person, who is not the person eating the food, he is not the yodea, he's not the first person, the first hand source of the knowledge of what this is. He's not eating it. It's his friend who's eating it, as an example. It's not the person himself, the mavarech. It's the ayna, the person who merely answers. Uma'alosai zois, einai kol kach k'may misha ayna amen. So the person who is answering out of faith in what someone else is proclaiming about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than what he is firsthand experiencing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the person who is saying the bracha is the one in the firsthand experiencing what it is that he knows has to have a bracha. The one who answers is responding to someone else by saying, I believe. So someone says, oh, this is so delicious. I mean, just again, we're just using this as an example where someone says, wow, you know, this fantastic whatever that they're about to eat, this deserves a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, they make a bracha. They take a bite. They know firsthand how delicious it is and why they're making a bracha. Person who is merely answering, he's not experiencing it firsthand, but he knows and believes that it's with thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is great nutrition and great flavor and enjoyment, even though he is not experiencing it firsthand. That's emunah. That's the reason why Gadol Ha'ayna Yaiser Min HaMavarech. Ki ha'emunah hi mitzad Hashem Yisbarach loy mitzad da'atoy. Emunah is something where because you have faith, it's because of the greatness of Hashem, not because of what you know or what you understand or what you're experiencing, but rather what you believe. And because of that faith rather than knowledge, because it's because of what Hashem is rather than because of what I do or accomplish, because of what Hashem's greatness is all about rather than what I'm experiencing or coming to know firsthand, that's why the faith of the Oyna greater than the knowledge of the Mevarech causes Chazal to say Gadol Ha'Oyna Amen Yosem Min HaMevarech. Similarly, V'chein Masha Amru Ki Kol Misha Oysem Mitzvah Achas Be'emunah. You do a mitzvah not because you understand it so much as because you believe. I believe that this is what Hashem wants. I don't understand why, but I believe it's important, and I believe in doing the mitzvah. Roy Shetishra Alav Ruach HaKadosh. You do an act be'emunah without knowing exactly what it is and why it is that it's accomplishing in great worlds. Metaphysically, it's doing so much things that I can't fully accomplish, that I can't fully comprehend are happening when I accomplish a mitzvah. Things that I cannot know are happening, you know, so to speak, in heavenly spheres. But I believe it. Therefore, I'm doing the mitzvah with that in mind. That is like doing something that brings me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's ro'i, therefore, shetishre alav ruach HaKadosh. Because it's not from me. It's not because I know or understand so much as because of what I believe. And what I believe is about Him, not about me. V'zeki kasher hu'aysa mitzvah mitzad ha'yediyah. You do a mitzvah because of what you understand, then it's because of what I understand. I'm doing it because of what I understand. It's because of my knowledge, my intuition, my comprehension. That does not relate to Ruach HaKadosh. Aval kasher oisa mitzvah be'emuna, hinei hu mitzad Hashem Yisbarach. Asher hu ma'amin ba. You do a mitzvah, however, simply because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whom I believe, who I wish to serve. And I believe that this is what His will is, and I believe that it is accomplishing, though I cannot know why and how. So then, af ki lo yada hu ma'amin ba yisbarach. He is showing emunah. Ulufichach shor alav ruach HaKadosh. And therefore, that person will have a sense of the holy afflatus all about him at the time, because it is not that he is the initiator of what he's doing. He's not doing it because of his desire to do what he understands, what he has learned, what he has gained in knowledge. No, it's not that that moves him, that compels him to act. It's simply the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the desire to do His will, and belief that this is important. Why? Because it's the will of Hashem. That emunah is what draws the person closer to Hashem at that moment than even the one who does understand and acts because of what he understands, acts because of what he knows to be correct. when you act because of what Hashem knows to be correct, it's greater than when acting upon what I know to be correct. Ulefichach sheira lav ruach hakodesh kedichsev vayamiru b'Hashem v'Moshe avdoi. And then Oz Yosher, Val Yidei Zeh, Shors Aleim Ruach HaKadosh V'Amru Shiru V'Simcha Rabba. He's pointing out that when it says Ve'Aminu B'Hashem V'Moshe Avdoi, Oz Yosher Moshe, it's because of the Amuna that Moshe and Bnei Yisrael had the Ruach HaKadosh that caused them to sing the Shiru. It was warranted that they should then sing Shiru prophetically, all of them together, the same Nevuah, with Ruach HaKodesh, they sang the words that are recorded for posterity in the Torah. Jewish people sang, Oz Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Ashir El Hashem Ki Goy Go, all of them together. How could they all have sung together? Because it was a Nevuah. They all shared the same Nevuah, and so they sang out together, Ashir El Hashem Ki Goy Go, Sus Vroch V'Ram V'Yom. How did they come? What warrants that they should have Nevuah? Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi. It's because of Amunah. And again, in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Maral says, because the Amunah means that you are drawn to do what you're doing only because of Hashem, not because I understand, but because of what I perceive as the greatness of Hashem. I'm so overpowered by Hashem. My great faith in Him draws me to Him. That Dveikus by Yisbarach, now I'm associated with Him so much so that I have Nevuah. I'm so close to Him that I have prophetic afflatus. I am now in His sphere. I'm in His sphere, so I have Nevuah. Vayeminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi Oz Yashir Moshe, because Oz meaning because of that Amunah. In Pshat we say Oz Yashir Moshe, now that they saw Mitzrayim, Meis HaSfas Hayom, and they knew they're free finally, and they no longer have to fear that their erstwhile captors are going to come back at them. Oz Yosher, so that's why they sink. Maral says, no. Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi, it's because of Emunah that they have the Nevuah, that they now sing out with Ruach HaKadosh together. Aziv Zimras Kava Hililishu. Amuna is what causes us to be free. Amuna means we're free. To the extent that a person is a maimon, he's free. And doesn't feel cowed, doesn't feel overawed, doesn't feel pressured, isn't living with dread of anything else. Amuna. One of the great refuseniks, very famous, well-known, tzaddik, his name is Yosef Mendelevich. And Mendelevich, one of the great refuseniks, tried with others to leave the country. They were going to hijack a plane. The plot was found out. They were arrested. He was in the gulag. He was in prison for years. And at one point he, not allowed to wear a yarmulke, he took a patch of clothing off one of his prison uniforms to make a head cover, a yarmulke. And of course, they saw him, they told him he has to remove it. He refused. Drag him to the warden of the prison, took out a gun and said, remove the head covering. He said, no, remove the head covering, I'll shoot you. He says, shoot me. And he wouldn't take it off. And of course, the prison warden, this official in the large government programming of, you know, they had thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of prisoners. So he was just one small little officer amongst many. He couldn't dare take a life, especially at this point. This was an internationally known figure, Mendelevich, as a refusenik. He had to put his gun back in the holster. And he broke down, just broke down and wept and said, Mendelevich, you're not scared to die? And Mendelevich said to him, No, I'm not. So I'm not fearful of the one holding the gun. I fear only the source of death. You believe that the source of all power of life and death is Brezhnev. I believe the source of all power of life and death is the One Almighty. So that's why you live in dread and fear of Brezhnev. I don't. I only fear one God. So he was free. He was free. And his captor was not. The warden was in captivity. Was in shibud. Dire shibud. Freedom comes when you are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are one with Hashem. There's no other roshus, there's no other power. There is no other official entity, government, authority, nothing holds sway over me, only HaKadosh Baruch. So then I'm free. That's Chayrus. Ein Rishus Acher Olav. There is no other authority. Lachain Malasa Amunahi Mitzat Shnei Dvarim. He repeats to review that there are two basic virtues of Emuna. Ha'echad Shemayra Al Chayzik HaMamin B'Mitzius. Emuna reflects how strong a person is. The stronger the person's Emuna, the more independent the person is. So that the Emuna of a person is going to be the determining nature of the person's standing. If the person has great emunah, the person has his or her own standing. The chayzik amamin b'mitzius. K'meshev rachnu l'mala. Etzel v'hemin b'Hashem. V'yachshev el etzdok. In the case of Avram Avinu. This is early in Perek Zion. In Gvuras Hashem. V'oid ha'munah hi ma'ala g'dayla mitzat shehu mekabel ha'munah min Hashem yisbarach. And secondly, as we said, emunah is not something that's attributable to what I've come to know and understand because of what I've done to know, to see, after my investigation, with my working, coming to understand, with my intellect. No, it's because of the greatness of Hashem Yisbarach. It's because of the Mala of Hashem in whom I have Amunah. V'ayde Amunah hi Mala G'dele mitzach shehu mekabel ha'amunah min Hashem Yisbarach. It comes from Him. It's a result of what Hashem is. Not because of what I've done. It's because of what Hashem is. B'zehu davik ba yisbarach. And therefore, through emunah, a person is one with Hashem. A person is davik. A person is attached to. A person is identified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his emunah. More so than through what he might gain through have understanding and learning. Emunah is the source of Dveikus Bahashem. This powerful force that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the one hand and gives us independence and strength commensurate with how strong our Emunah is. So, Vayaminu Bahashem of Moshe Avdoi, when Yetzias Mitzrayim culminates with Kriyas Yamsuf and Bnei Yisrael gain this great standing of emunah b'Hashem, and in the nevuah of Moshe, it's that emunah which causes them to then be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as to experience a dveikus bo yisbarach, that they have ruach hakodesh, and in that great state of ruach hakodesh, in that holy state of knowledge that comes from being so close to Hashem, they sing with nevuah Shiras Hayam, Az Yoshim Moshe.